Welcome to Threshold Church. Today's message is from Chad Marriott.
Hallelujah. Well, you can be seated just for a moment because I actually need your help. I have a message to bring tonight, but I'm going to need your help. Will you help me? Oh, I think I need to try that again. Everybody, I need your help. Will you help me? Ah, that's better. That's awesome. And also, if you're watching on the stream, you can help me too. So everyone has a part to play tonight. And have a real simple message, just something that I, from a story from the Bible about Jesus that I believe that God just wants to highlight to us again. Something that we've heard so often, and I'm sure that we know all about it. But God just gave me some things just to bring up from it that I do believe that the Lord really wants to minister to us tonight. And I believe he wants to impart to us the gift of peace. Peace is not an absence of noise. Okay? It's okay if we've got some kids screaming and crying and stuff. You know, we're all here. It's family. It's not performance. But I just wanted to say, peace is not an absence of noise. But it's an attribute. It's something that actually comes from the Lord himself as a gift. In the turmoil, and it can exist even when everything around us is looking in turmoil and crazy, we can still be and remain in a place of peace. So we're going to look at a story in the Bible, which is when Jesus calmed the storm. But I do need your help, because what we're going to do is, rather than me just read it to you or we just look at it through the word, we're actually going to just see if we can recreate a bit of a storm in here tonight. Is that okay? So this is why I'm wearing this mic, because I need my hands to show you what to do. So what we're going to do is we're going to read through the story in just a moment, but I'm going to have each part of the room just represent a different part of the storm. So we're actually going to be, you guys are going to be my sound effects, okay? So you're going to need your hands. Does everyone have hands? And if you don't have hands, we'll pray for you. We're people of faith. We believe in miracles. But I can see your hands. I want to see those hands. Let me see those hands. Oh, I'm getting Pentecostal. Okay, cool. Right, well, I'm going to split you up into different groups. So let's do this. You guys over here, I would like you, you're going to represent the water and the moving of the water. And how we're going to do that is you're going to get your hands. Everyone get your hands? And you're going to rub them together. Okay, you better stop there before you start a fire. What have we got here? You guys, oh yeah, that's awesome. I'm not entirely sure if there was rain in this storm, but we're going to make some rain up. Is that okay? You know, there's water and all sorts of stuff going on. So you guys are going to be my rain, and you're going to do, you're going to do two things. First of all, can you all click just randomly? And then when I tell you to, it's going to get a bit more heavier. And what you're going to do is start patting your thigh. And you're going to get really... So we've got waves, water. Okay, stop. So hold on. Oh, you can see where this is going. Okay. Right, you guys, okay. Can you be the wind? You guys are going to be like... Can you do that? You can put a whoosh in there if you want to be a little louder. That's cool. Okay. That's all right. Okay, well, we'll see what that sounds like in a minute. You guys have got the best one of all. You guys are going to be the waves and the water that crashes into the boat and starts coming in the boat and filling the boat with water. So you guys are going to go, crash! Can we try that? Ready? Crash! Crash! There we go. Okay, well, let's do it. So are we all ready? Do we know your parts? Your water and rain, and that's called the whoosh and the crash. Okay, that's awesome. You can see where this is going. We've got to bring the Bible to life. Come on then. Okay, so in Luke chapter 8 and verse 22. So one day, Jesus said to his disciples, in a very British voice, let us go over to the other side of the lake. So they got into the boat and they set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall, a storm started to come about them. It came on down the lake, and the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. So let's just backtrack and do it without sound effects now, because we want to bring this thing to life, okay? So Jesus said, hey, look, let's go over to the other side of the lake. So they got in the boat, and they set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep because the water was so relaxing, and it was... It's not very loud. Why don't we all do it? Can we all do it? Just rub your... Ah, oh, that's better. Just nice and... Then a squall started. Bit of rain. You keep going, keep going, keep going. And a bit of wind. Oh, but it started getting a bit more... It was okay to begin with, but then it started getting a bit more ferocious. And it started getting a bit more heavy. And the waves were coming up. Oh, my goodness. Before they knew it, there was a massive storm, and it was all about them, and the water was coming in their boat. Crash! Crash! Oh, that's... Keep it going. And the disciples said to Jesus, Jesus, help! We're going to drown! We're going to drown! Jesus, help! Wake up! We're going to drown! And Jesus woke up, and he said... Waves, stop. And wind. You see, it was so, this must be the authority in me because you all stopped. But but Jesus said, stop. And it stopped. Jesus then faced them and he said, where is your faith? Jesus said, where is your faith? The disciples said to one another, who is this that even commands wind and waves? Now, we know that story really well. Thank you, by the way. I'm going to give you a round of applause. Thanks for everyone for joining in with that, just to bring it to life. Oh, it's raining. Okay. So I just have, real simply, just a few things I just wanted to pull out from that story. You see, they got into the boat because they had a mission. There was actually something on the other side of that journey that required Jesus to be at. And when you follow that story through, it takes it to the story of the man who was possessed by many demons. And Jesus was on his way to set that man free. First parallel, we're all on a mission. Jesus has given us the Great Commission to go into all the world and to make disciples. Now, we can look at that and think, well, that's an almighty mission. That's massive. That's the big, that's the macro mission. Of course, that was Jesus' mission too, to be making disciples, to bring the kingdom of God to all on the earth. But of course, he didn't do it all in one moment. He had one mission after the other. And that's the same for you and me. We don't just want to be overwhelmed by the largeness and the grandeur of the mission that God has for us to go into all the world and make disciples. I'm not going to do it all in one day, but my heart for us tonight, and I felt like the Lord was saying, just remind people, look, your mission is just every single day in the thing that you're doing. It might be your workplace. It might be your home. It might be when you go to the grocery store or something. Just have a little check in your spirit. There's a mission. I'm on mission today. But some of the things that I've noticed that happen in life, because that storm really represents life, doesn't it? We have the storms of life, these things that are just suddenly come from nowhere. Because if you remember in the story, it was a suddenly. They're in the boat. It was obviously peaceful. Jesus fell asleep. He'd been working all day, ministering. It was obviously a place where he was already relaxed and he could just fall asleep. And it was the suddenly in the middle of that journey, they were on that mission and then suddenly this storm erupts. And I just wanted to speak into that. And I wonder if there are people in here that are battling a discouragement because of the storm that seems to be around you. And I just wonder if that's just to be aware that there's something that could be coming against you because actually you're on mission. When you get past that thing, there's somebody on the other side of that storm. There's someone on the other side of maybe a breakthrough that you're needing right now it just seems like everything's chaotic and stuff, and it's just like, what is going on? But that can be a really good place, because you know God's got you on mission. There is someone on the other side ready. I think it's what Pastor Jake says about deliverance, that somebody is waiting on the other side of your obedience. So again, like I say, I'm not preaching anything new tonight, just reminding us of a few things. We're all on mission. The boat was on mission. There was somewhere to be on the other side. The storm itself was not the destination. We can draw from this story, and it seems like a really great thing, but the storm was not the destination. It was part of what was happening on the journey. Let's not get stuck in storms. Okay, somebody thought, amen, I forgot to say it. The other thing is, it was actually relatively a small boat on what is quite a large body of water. I don't know if I can say Jesus is smelly. So we'll say 12 smelly men and Jesus are in this boat. They're fishermen, right? The kind of boats they would have had at that time, relatively small. They would have been clammed together. And the kind of boat that they would have been in when faced with those types of waves, it would have been so unstable. And I actually have a clip, just to help you. We're just using our imagination. But I actually have a clip. I found this clip on YouTube. It's actually the Sea of Galilee. And it's during the day. And let's play that clip, can we please? Somebody took this during a windstorm. So that's Capernaum there. Now, it's pretty far off, but you can see they don't seem that massive of waves, but when you consider you're in just a small boat, especially if you're trying to go in that direction. And you see where the Sea of Galilee is, or where this lake is, it actually has a funnel, it's got land either side of it, so the winds funnel through and then can come from nowhere. Thanks, guys. I don't know if you'd ever seen that before or what it was like, but that's actually what is actually happening. It happens even now. It's not just a Bible story. It's something that actually happens even now. And so you can imagine, put yourself in their shoes or in their sandals, and they're all clammed together in this boat, and of course the whole thing is just getting out of control, which leads me to my next point. The storm was not something that was in their control. It was a suddenly. It was external. It was something that was happening from the outside. And I really, again, just to speak into that, we are not in control always of the things that are externally happening to us, or the things that may come to us as we go through life. You know, COVID, for instance, none of, you know, say no more. An absolute storm, an absolute thing, of all sorts of stuff. But the point I wanted to make is that, yeah, it seemed like a small boat in a big sea. And what was happening on the outside through the waves, let's see if you remember, what did you do? Crash. Okay. Well, there was stuff that was happening on the outside. And here's the thing. It started to make its way onto the inside. And if you think about that boat representing you, hey, let's say it represents your soul. Your soul is your mind, your emotions, and your will. There are things that can happen externally on the outside that we don't have control of, and they can actually really affect your inside, your innermost being. And that's when it really becomes a storm, and that's when we panic, and that's when it's just overwhelming, right? And I said this is going to be about peace, because that a storm that's happening externally is something that can really rob you of your peace, especially when it gets into your mind. You can be stuck. Like I said earlier, don't get stuck in the storm. You can get stuck in the storm in your mindset. And when you're stuck in the storm in your mindset, the feelings and everything with your innermost being starts to agree and line up with this thing that you're focused on. And just like the disciples, you're like, Jesus, help, I'm going to drown. Okay? Well, here's the turning point. Jesus was in the boat. And here is something that I find really interesting. When you actually look at this story and where it comes in the gospel, for the disciples, Jesus is still kind of, they're still trying to figure him out. They've been with him. He's called them all. They've been on some mission trips with him, if you like. They've seen some stuff, and they're trying to, like, work out, who is this guy? They've seen miracles done with people and one-on-one. This is something different. This is something on a bigger scale, it seems. It's the weather, right? It's not just this person, you know, needs healing in their hand or what have you. Even though they would have seen the supernatural moving of God through Jesus, this was something on a different scale that they didn't know how to comprehend. And good for them that Jesus was in the boat. But here's the point I'm trying to make. Jesus didn't go to them, well, go on then. Tell it to stop. You do it. Well, now he does now because he's given us the commission. But at this point of the story, in his love and in his grace, he doesn't go, oh, I was just having 40 winks then. What did you wake me up for? He doesn't have a go at them. He doesn't challenge them. And I believe the reason why he doesn't in that moment, why it doesn't say that he made them do it, is because they were not in a place of faith. They were in a place of fear. So you see, how can this relate to us? Well, again, when the storms of life and when stuff is happening and things are beyond our control, you know, the moment it gets in on the inside of you, and it can really affect your innermost being. You see, that can take you to a place where of fear. And what is fear? Fear is simply is when your belief and your trust is more in the negative. Faith is when your belief and your trust is in the positive. In other words, of course, it's in who, it's in God. Now, of course, the disciples at that moment is like, wake up, because in other versions it says, don't you care that we're going to drown? Well, of course, we all know the story. Jesus got up and he commanded the storm to stop, and it stopped. Jesus is the one who commanded, not the disciples. And I want that to be a note there, because maybe there's some of us in here tonight that are in the midst of a storm, and maybe just you recognize that you're in that place of fear. Fear is gripped, or, you know, the outside, the waves are coming in. It's starting to affect you. Jesus isn't expecting you to stop the storm. He simply wants you to put your faith and your trust back on him, because Jesus is in your boat. Yeah, amen. That was a good one, wasn't it? Jesus is in your boat. Hey, here we go. Say to yourself, Jesus is in my boat. Come on, I think we need to say that, you know. Jesus is in my boat. I'm not facing this alone, and he's not expecting me to sort it out. Jesus was the one who commanded. Now, they were like, well, who is this guy? Who is this man that even, we saw him doing some stuff in Capernaum, and that was pretty cool. But what is this? What is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. So they're asking the question, well, who is he? Well, in a few months' time, we'll be celebrating Christmas, and we'll be proclaiming who he is, because in Isaiah 9, we always bring this up at Christmas time. For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The one who is peace isn't just going around, oh, peace with you, oh, it's my peace, peace, man, peace, it's all good, man, just chill, it's all good. No. He's the Wonderful Counselor. He's the Mighty God. He's mighty. He's the one who's the Prince of Peace. And it says, of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. Interesting how government and power and might and his authority is so connected to his peace. So you remember, peace is not the absence of noise. It's a place of being in him, of trust, and relying and receiving from him the gift that he is. So we're just going to get into a time of receiving in just a moment. You see, the one who is our peace speaks, and he's not silent. And we just sang that song, you know, you make the darkness tremble. I just wonder for all of us, there's a sense in which all of these things are true. We're all going through life. We're all in our boat. Kids, you the same. When you're at work, you will be at work one day, but when you're at school or when you're at home school, whether you're with other kids, you know, there's the whole thing. You're going to have all sorts of challenges. You know, remember what it's like being a kid when you're like the new kid on the block or you're trying to make relationships, and it's like it means the world to you when, you know, Sammy ignored you or they don't want you to play in their game or for whatever reason. You know, we're doing it with our own kids. They're at school and we're trying to help them through it and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't, you know, storms look different for everybody. Isn't that right? But Jesus is in your boat, and I just felt that God wanted to remind us of some of the words. I'm just going to read you two more scriptures, and these are phrased in a slightly different way, just to make it a fresh, receive it in a fresh way. John 14:27, Jesus says to them, I leave you with the gift of peace. It is my peace that I give to you. The kind of peace that the world can never give you. And because you have my peace, there is now no need to allow your hearts to become fearful or troubled. I'm going to read that again. I leave you with the gift of peace. It is my peace that I give to you. The kind of peace that the world could never give to you. And because you have my peace, there is no need to allow your hearts to become fearful or troubled. In Ephesians 2:14, it says, so he is our peace. Because we have been forgiven and accepted by God, we are at peace with him. And in a moment, I'm just going to show you another video. It's a song that I wrote at the beginning of when the pandemic happened. I knew even when it was all erupting, there were so many voices speaking even at that moment. I knew it was going to be a storm. And again, rather than it being a like, right, grab your shields and your axes and stuff, we're going to fight this storm. It was more like I felt God wanted just to, no, just be at peace. And I got my kids involved just to make a funny little video to it. So I'm going to play the song. If you want to watch the video, it's great. That's fine. But more importantly, let the words of Jesus minister to you. And I believe that we're just going to have just a little bit of time just to receive from the Lord. So if we could just play that video.
In this world you will have trouble, but in me you will have peace. Through famine, fear, or pain, or struggle, receive from me the gift of peace. Peace I give you, peace I
peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. You know, we swapped around the order of the service tonight just so we could have all the announcements and things in the middle, just so that we could just have a little bit of time to respond. And we're going to be going and transitioning into our gather time out in the cafe. And I will dismiss us, but I really just wanted to give time just to receive afresh from him. I believe God wants to minister and impart his peace. And again, just as the storm was external and out of somebody's control, they didn't conjure it up themselves, so too is it to receive God's peace. It's not something that's within you, it's something that you receive from him. All this nonsense that the world does of like, just look within yourself and you'll find peace. Like, I look within myself and I just, no thanks. Jesus said, in you dwells nothing good. So I just, like the disciples were, their eyes were so fixed and obviously dealing with the reality of a storm breaking in from the outside and coming into the inside. And maybe just like them, we just need a moment where we're going, Jesus, I just fix my eyes again on you. And to allow Jesus to say, peace, be still. There's maybe in you a fresh trust for Jesus that hasn't been there in a while. For some, I would challenge that maybe you're not at peace because you're deliberately resisting Jesus. And your gaze upon him needs to be one of repentance and receiving from him again. For others, it just might be, Jesus, I'm drowning. I can't do anything. I can't do this. Jesus doesn't condemn you. He's like, no, come on. I say to the storm, peace be still. So let's just receive from him his peace. Again, remember, it's not just the absence of noise. It's funny, when I played that video, Tony, who's doing sound for us tonight, he noticed that the high speedness of the pictures, it's a bit jaunty and it's all going, so, you know, it's going at 100 miles an hour. And the music and the emphasis of the message is just peace. And I think that's just a really interesting observation and something I hadn't thought of when I did the video, that the reality of us is that we are going through life, and life can feel like 100 miles an hour. It isn't so perfect, it isn't smooth, it's a bit rough and ready. Sometimes you're just, you know, 12 o'clock in the day and you still got your pajamas on. But the undercurrent is peace. And I believe that that's just what God wants to just impart for us again. So I just encourage you, just for the next few moments, just, we'll just be peaceful. And children, you can do this too. Something I get our kids to do sometimes is, like, we just need a deep breath. So breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. You ready? Kids, joining me, ready? Let's do it one more time. Ready? And just allow God to impart peace. Peace I give you. My peace I leave with you. focus myself again on who you are, the Prince of Peace. As you're receiving, you just say, Jesus, I receive your peace. Jesus, I just command every storm to stop, to cease. Thank you, Jesus. Any storm that's robbing people of their peace, thank you, Father, that you stop. Jesus, I look to you. Thank you that you're in my boat. Thank you that you're in my life.
For more information about Threshold Church, visit the website at threshold-church.com.